welcome to the show.
Blog Talk Radio.
So glad you're here.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're going to be. Growing, getting better. You're not the person they see. Can't be mad at the things you've been through, because they built your muscle. Now you're stronger than you've ever been. They can't stop your hurt.
Welcome to the show. This is Madeline Bass, and I am your host of Empowering Your Mind. I'm also the host of So Real with Madeline, where we're keeping it real daily by creating greater lifestyles, by changing your status, and raising your standards. So glad that you could take the time out to join us. This is Monday, June the 13th, and we're in 2016, ladies and gentlemen. We're moving forward. This year is at the halfway mark. And have you done the things that you say you're ready to do? Have you decided that you're going to grow your organization? You're going to grow you. You're going to grow your team. How do you plan on doing that? So today's topic is, it's all about you. I'm here as a leader, as a team leader, as an organization owner, business owner, mother, whatever you want to call it. If you're in a position of leadership, you need to know and tell yourself it is about your team. So you need to let them know in your actions, in your training, it's all about you. I'm here for you. You need to let them know that you are there to support them and to encourage them. We have some mottos that say that they put the representatives first, or it's you're in business for yourself, but you're not by yourself. All of these different businesses, they are that way for a reason. The structure is set up for success as long as you keep your team in mind that as they build and as they grow and as they become successful, so will you. So know that your organization, your business, your congregation, it weighs heavily on how you lead. How are you leading your team? How are you leading those who are watching you? And so we're going to grow. Knowledge is power. So we want you to spend time. There are easy steps, but to master them is a continuous everyday challenge. And so those steps are, number one, in order to grow your organization, you must do these things. Number one is personal development. Get you, those of you who made the first step, you're listening in and you're writing your notes. But if you have an organization, you have a church that you're growing, pastors, leaders, evangelists, teachers, there is a curriculum that you will have to have and you have to follow. And the leadership is usually from the pastor, or if it's some type of school, you have the principal, administration. They have a curriculum that's laid out and set in place, and that's the development for you as a teacher. You go to school, you go to college, you have some type of certification that says that you are qualified to teach. You have reached a certain level where you've mastered what it is that you want to do, and now you're ready to teach or train those who are willing to follow. Okay, so that's personal development. Get your everyday something. You need your everyday something. If you are a physical trainer, you help people to get in shape, you have to know nutrition. You have to know people's blood type. You have to know CPR. You know, you have to know even how to build your abs, or how to build your upper body and cardio, what builds the cardio and how much of the cardio, how much do you have to do and to burn so many calories. So there's things that you need to develop yourself before you can train someone. Second step is learn team building. And the way to do that is always bounce back to number one with personal development. You have to learn these things. You have to know these things in order to teach your team. Your team, you create leaders by being able to teach them to duplicate what you're doing. So learning to build a team is learning to create or creating or following a duplicatable system. That's the way it is. It's like I said, these are easy steps, but it's a challenge daily because of you and your abilities to want to do these things. Number three is learn edification. Learn how to edify those who are in leadership. Know the verbiage. Have a script. Know the person's story who's getting on to your training calls or those who are your pastor. If you don't like the way that your pastor's doing things and you have a problem with them and you've talked to them about it, then maybe the next step for you is to find new leadership. You know, but if you're going to leave, if you've outgrown the teaching or if you don't feel that your season there is if you haven't been able to build and grow into you in the season that you're in, then maybe you need to find somewhere to be. But edification comes by first edifying the Lord. We first give God the glory first. So you don't want to go to another church bad-mouthing the pastor. You don't want to go bad-mouthing that leadership. You don't want to go within your mind that all leadership is that way. So those of you who are pastoring, teaching, leading, you want to make sure that you're the individuals who are following you, who are looking up to you, that they have a reason to edify you, because silence is actually louder than anyone de-edifying you. If someone asks who's your leadership and you have nothing to say, that's going to be a problem. So learn how to edify, learn edification, find some good qualities that they had. If you feel that you have learned all you could learn from that person and you say, I got a lot of great experiences from them, or I had great leadership, or the season came to where I wanted to step out a little bit more on what I knew or what I learned. There's ways of edifying that individual without de-edifying them. So learn verbiage, learn words, learn another way of speaking about someone without speaking negatively. Find their qualities, find their good points, and there's good in everybody, even the worst person in the world. You know, we talk about a lot of people, but there's a good quality in everyone, okay? So find a way or learn a way to edify the individuals that are in your circle, your leadership. Number four is to build your list. And I know you hear this, those of you who are building organizations, as far as businesses, then you know list building is key. It's your business. It's your customer base. It's your baseline. It's your foundation for your business being successful. So if you're not constantly going through and talking to individuals that you know or meeting new people by going to other events, socializing with other networkers, being in other network groups or circles through social media, or getting some type of connection by subscribing to someone else's organization, then you're going to have a problem building your list because you're no longer expanding your circle, okay? So your circle has to increase. So as you build your list, you're increasing your circle. You're increasing your business because you're opening up yourself or making yourself available to new things. And then, of course, as you go from top to bottom, enhancing you and growing you and then building your team full of leaders, then that also builds your list because after a while, you'll be in the position where your team will be calling you saying, hey, I've met this person, I've talked to this person, and maybe they do the same thing that you are doing, or their career, they're a lawyer, or they're a contractor, or they're a chiropractor, or they're a painter, or they're a carpenter. You know, there's something in common with you that is going to help build your team's team. So these are ways in which to build your list. Your circle is going to get broader because people are going to connect with you because of what you do. Whatever it is that you do, you get a new client. That's another name on your list for whatever it is that you do. Even if you're expanding to introduce others to Christ, ladies and gentlemen, building a church, a congregation, is just like building a business because not everyone wants to hear about Christ. Not everyone believes the way that you believe. Not everyone trusts the leadership of Christ with their life. Not everyone is wanting to put their life in the hands of Christ. So it's the building of it is the same because it goes based on another person's perception of who you follow, okay? So here we are about building our relationships and changing our status by raising our standards, and the way to raise your standard is to become focused in why you are here. So keeping on moving, we're on the last tip for the day, and the last tip is learn to close effectively. Learn to make sure that you share what it is that you need to say. Do your story. Keep it short. You know, be respectful of others' time. If you're in a business setting and they're already there for your business, then, of course, you still want to be mindful of others' time because they're making the time to come with that business partner to hear what it is that you have to share, which does not mean to take dominance over the time that is there. These individuals have lives. Obviously, they're having other professions. They're there to learn, but if you overload them with information, they're going to feel like they can't do it or it's too much or they're not going to have the time. Keep it brief. Find out what that person's career is. Find out what they do for a living. Find out what they need from you because not everyone that you come in contact with is going to start out your partner. They may start out your customer. So find out what their need is and what they're doing and then see if you can help them and by offering what you have. So that's learning how to close effectively because you don't want to overload them with something that they have no use for because they're going to shut you down. They're going to shut you down quickly, and I'm telling you what I've experienced. And it's also in your appearance. Your closing has everything to do with how you open. Well, how did you talk to them? How did you introduce yourself? Or how did you present yourself as a person? You know, what's your lifestyle? What are some habits? Even how you edify, you know, that's going to affect how you close effectively. It's just like going and getting a job. And if you can't get that job effectively because you don't know how to talk to people, you don't know how to present yourself, your resume is incomplete. Those are things that you want to pay attention to. So stay mindful of those things and be excited about what's coming next. We have a lot of bad weather, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sorry, I was trying to make sure there wasn't something falling in my front door. But anyway, okay, so we're moving forward and we're excited. And knowing that all of these principles are going to help you build and grow your business. It's going to build and grow your church, your organization. And no matter what you're doing, even if you're on a job, these qualities, these points are going to help you in getting a promotion on your job because you're getting your personal development on your own time. Even if you have a manager or a supervisor that delegates down, it's still building you to move to your next. You want to be a manager one day? Then you've got to learn the management work. And don't feel like, oh, they're putting all this work on me and I'm doing their job. They need to pay me. Well, you're not doing their job. They have delegated a part of what they do to you. Maybe they see that you have the opportunity to grow forward, even if you feel like they're using you. Get the job done and learn it and be effective in it in the best of your abilities. And then as you increase in your knowledge, go for the promotion. A position comes available, even be willing to be open to relocating. These are some things that a lot of people close doors to their blessings because they're afraid of change. And that change sometimes requires you to relocate. You know, even by churches, you know, a lot of people feel like they've outgrown a job or a church or even in relationships with friends. You've outgrown that circle. And, you know, a lot of people, I don't want them to think bad of me. I don't want them to feel like, you know, I don't care. But your dreams and your visions, you're ready to move forward. You're done sitting around talking about what you want and what's not happening for you when you've not done everything that you could do to obtain everything that you want, to accomplish the things that you're saying you want. What are you doing to go after your dream? What are you doing? So if you're not growing yourself, if you're not doing any type of personal development, you're not learning how to use a computer or you're not learning how to do a 10-key, you don't know how to count out change or you're not a very good proofreader or you're not a very great typist. You know, these are things that you can do in your own time, sitting in front of a computer. You know, start writing a journal. A lot of jobs these days require you to do a lot of typing. You don't know how to register your balance your checkbook. These are some things that you can start doing now, creating a budget for yourself, you know, helping your kids create a budget for them. You know, they don't have a whole lot of debt, but you guys learn it together. This helps build you, and it will build your team. Start a finance accountability class for your team. Say, hey, this is something that we need to be doing. We need to grow, and the only way we're going to do that is if we hold each other accountable for our spending. If we want to do this or if we're trying to get there, what are you doing? How are you managing your money? Allow them to see business-wise, you have to be careful with your finances. Whatever you make with your monies for your business stays in your business. Give yourself a salary. Or if you are trying to save money for Christmas or vacations, we do it all the time. So if you can discipline yourself for some of the things that you want in life, discipline yourself for your future. Discipline yourself in your business. So these are some things that I just believe are going to be very, very helpful to you and for you and not just you. So just know it's all about you, which is your team. The you is your team. The individuals who make you look good, the individuals who are building what you see, your dream, your vision, these individuals are pushing you, and they're allowing you to become whatever it is that you believe God has for you to do. So once you get stable in your vision and you're building, then learn how to create other leaders. Make sure it's duplicatable, because by default, those individuals will eventually branch off. That's how other churches become or form from pastors and leaders. They are ministering to their sons in the ministry, and those sons in the ministry, some of them will branch off and become pastors of their own because of the leadership. So we have to be excited about people developing themselves and building and growing our organization, getting our edification, knowing how to talk great things on people, speaking greatness in individuals' lives. We down talk so much on each other, till it just becomes a common natural something. So we need to learn how to edify one another, learn how to find the good qualities in each other until you get to the place where you can become that leader that you need. You become that person that you're missing in order to move to your next, to get your team where it needs to go, get your personal development so you can grow your team. This way your team has someone that they can be proud of and that they can edify and not feel like they're stuck between a rock and a hard place trying to find something nice to say or, you know, try to read the script, you know, because they don't really feel this way. You can be able to build your organization and your team because you are that leader. You are that leader that you've always looked for. So these are tips and learning on how to grow you, how to grow your business. Find things that you're needing. Research it, ladies and gentlemen. If you know someone in your circle that offers what it is that you need, become their customer. Support them in their dream and their vision. They will automatically find some type of way to support you. It doesn't always have to be a purchase or a membership or become that join my organization and I'll, you know, do something. There's not always an obligation line that needs to be there. Help, because it's just a good thing to help other people, because you never know when your paths will cross. You never know when the time will come when you're going to need that person. You know, you had a friendship, you built it, but because they didn't want to support you in that moment, you burned that bridge. But now that bridge needs to be crossed, because now that person has built a platform that will be awesome for what it is you're offering, but because you've burned that bridge or messed up that relationship, you can no longer make that connection without eating some crow. You know, there are some times where we may have to do that sometimes. So make sure that you're able to learn how to edify, even when it's no longer about you, okay? So this is the show. I thank you guys for listening in. I'm Madeline Bass, and I am the host of So Real with Madeline, and we've been empowering your mind, and we want you to know how to create your greater lifestyle by changing your status and raising your standard. Remember, the five keys for today in growing your business is personal development. Two is learn how to team build. Three, learn edification. Four, build your list. Five, learn to close effectively. Grow you. Know that it is all about your team. Encourage them. Tell them it's all about you. Let them see it in the way that you lead. Encourage them. Coach them and lead them in the way in which you would like to go. Have an awesome evening and a powerful day. And God bless.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're going to be.